from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. In just the past month, provincial police across our region have learned of online scams that aren't necessarily new but are trending. One is via text message telling you your bank is ready to deposit money into your account if you click on the link. OPP Constable Michelle Simard says it's simply a way for a scammer to get access to your account to withdraw money.
If you don't know where it's from, don't click it. If you are absolutely unsure, ignore it. If it's that important, they'll text you again or they'll give you a call.
You can find details on trending scams and what to do if you or someone you know has fallen victim at MyTimmonsNow.com. In 2020, the South Porcupine Food Bank had an average of 212 clients a month. Last year, it was 345. And Director Andrew Persaud says demand is expected to climb by as much as 40% this year. That's hard on the food bank's financial resources. Persaud notes that another side rarely recognized is the toll it takes on food bank volunteers.
It's strictly volunteers at the South Porcupine Food Bank. There's no paid positions. Probably over 50% of those folks are seniors. They're above the age of 60.
The toll comes mostly from the physical work of stocking the shelves and other chores. Persaud hopes more young volunteers step up. Lower prices on Loblaw no-name brand products end today. The grocery giant announced in October it would freeze prices on its yellow label products to help customers combat inflation. The retailer now says it will hold prices flat wherever possible, but adds inflation continues to cost the company more to stock shelves. The people who run recreation programs in Timmins have made several suggestions for an updated recreation master plan. Some of them involve squash, tennis, and cricket. City Hall's Director of Community Services, Steph Palmateer, says it's your turn as a resident to share your thoughts. You can do it on timmins.ca.
We're encouraging anybody who can to go and have a look at the website and complete the survey, and it should be available this Friday.
Still to come are input sessions and surveys about culture and tourism in Timmins. Palmateer says that's expected to start happening later in February. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.